Coach, you know, I know you've been asked this question a lot, but the return of Dante to the defense this year just really kind of, you know, advanced from where you guys were last year and made you a much better defense. How important was him, you know, coming back from that injury and really leading the defense this year?
Well, it's been particularly significant for not only our defense, but the entirety of our football team. And Dante's leadership has been tremendous. Players respond to him quite well. You know, from a technical aspect, it was significant in regards to, you know, his understanding of our defense, the schemes, understanding of offenses, the ability and the capacity to give directional guidance to young people in our program when they're on the field, you know, in regards to getting in and out of schemes that we put on the field defensively, making adjustments, I guess, and being able to handle that quite well. Everybody trusts him immensely for that.
Coach Zach Taylor, Sports Radio 1115 College Station. For Trevor Knight, what do you see from him, and also how well do you think he could fit in your offense if he would be playing for you?
Well, he's the kind of quarterback that we've been blessed to have throughout my tenure here. You know, someone that can bring a balance to your offense. You know, someone who can run it, execute all the option type stuff that exists in college football today, and throw the ball around quite well. And I think also, you know, it's kind of like Jesse, and that you know, he's a young guy that seems to have command of their offense and schematically how they do it, getting into the right things and out of the wrong things. So, and that tells me that he has quality leadership as well.
Coach Scott Fritchin, Power Kid Illustrated. I distinctly remember before the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl that you mentioned that the week leading up to that was maybe the best set of practices that you'd been around since you were head coach. Has this squad maybe come close to that measurement in the past week?
Well, I truly think so, and probably a little more elongated. And by that I mean the consistency of the performance level in our practices over a period of time, not just on one given day, which you're addressing right now. But I think consistently they have been, they've practiced well. So.
Do you have an update on Alex Barnes? Do you think he'll be available?
He better be available.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, Jesse Ertz has fought through some injuries this year, and we kind of saw that all come together at the TCU game. What does his leadership mean on the field and in the locker room beyond his skill set as a runner and thrower?
Well, I think like Dante, he brings that quality level of leadership into his group, into his side of the ball. And, you know, it's the significant aspect of it is, you know, you've heard me talk all the time about improvement and day-to-day, you get all that. But Jesse is kind of epitomizes that, I believe. And, you know, in terms of his leadership, and Jesse's a kind of a quiet, mild-mannered young guy, and yet he still exudes some leadership that allows our players to respond to him, you know, what he says, what he does. And, you know, what he does is, has been significant. And I think it's because, you know, again, so many of the young guys invest themselves in that daily improvement, so to speak. And Jesse has done that. And you've just seen his performance level grow and grow and grow. You know, and so many people, I've said this 1,000 times, but, you know, so many people, you know, think of Jesse as a returning starting quarterback. And those of you from our area that cover us realize, I mean, he played one snap last year. So he really was, you know, a fresh young pup, you know, when it came to the beginning of this year. And he really, you know, stepped up, like I said, just got better and better. And, you know, that goes along with the experience, the number of reps that you take, opportunities on the field, as well as practice opportunities.
Coach, Ben Mabee from the Dallas Morning News back here. You know, watching Myles Garrett from afar and reading and watching clips about him, you know, off the field and things of that nature, what are your thoughts on him and who he is?
Well, I think he's all that, you know, everyone tends to write about and speak about. You know, he's very talented football player. He's got size, strength, quickness to go, you know, along with athletic ability. I don't know Miles, but I would, you know, suggest based on what I see that he probably brings leadership to, you know, the defensive side of the ball as well. You know, and I think, you know, his height and, you know, the ability to get his hands up and, you know, bat passes down and things like that, you know, are significant. You know, it's important for, you know, our players to truly understand that, and they do. You know, they understand the kind of player that he is. And he's, anyway, just a very, very fine, talented, All-American player.
Kevin Haskin, Topeka Capital Journal. Hey, Bill. You mentioned Jesse only making one snap, but did you have a little more favorable view of him coming in and playing the position experience-wise just from him being in film study and that sort of thing than a typical first-time, first-year starter?
Well, but, I mean, there a lot went into it before his first game last year. You know, by that I mean, you know, he had earned the opportunity and the right to become our starter. So, you know, everything that has taken place since then just built on that. It was, I don't think there's ever any question in our mind. We always make it competitive. I mean, it's, we try not to make any gifts whatsoever, and every young guy that steps out there is out there because they've earned the right to be there. But I don't think we ever had any doubt about that.
Hi, Coach. Suzanne Halliburton, Austin American Statesman.
Hi.
Trevor Knight, how much different does his game look than maybe the first time you were seeing him when he played for Oklahoma in the Big 12?
Well, you know, that's really a hard question to answer, and I would say probably no distinct difference at all other than the fact that the two offensive systems are different. And so, you know, we saw him in, you know, and played against him anyway in one arena, and now we're viewing film on him in a totally different one. Not totally, but somewhat, considerably different, let me put it that way. Yeah.
Back here, Ariel Orsuda with KWCH in Wichita. Yes. Talk about Byron Pringle's production for your team and how the rest of the junior college transfers have also helped.
Well, Byron has really done a nice job for us. Another, just like I was talking about Jesse and so many of the other players in our program, has just evolved into, you know, a quality player within our system. You know, he was a very fine athlete before he came and is a fine athlete right now. But it's learning the system and getting invested in the system and gaining the experience, the practice experience, the game experience, and he's done that, and that's helped elevate his performance throughout the course of the year as well.
Coach Colin Deaver with KAGS TV and College Station. When you've had players in the past, you know, like a Miles Garrett who could potentially be a top draft pick in the first round after their junior season, what kind of advice have you given them, you know, leading into their decision?
Their decision for what?
For choosing to stay or to go pro.
Oh, well, you know, that's left up to, you know, families and them. When we sit down and talk, it's, you know, it's really about understanding what the process is and that, you know, they have to do what they and their families feel comfortable with. And all of that takes place, you know, after the season. Nothing's going to change, you know, during the course of the season. I think our players are pretty good about it. Families are pretty good about it because you have a lot of people that inundate themselves upon, you know, young people and their families. And I appreciate our young guys because they know how to handle that. And then when our season is over, after the ball game Wednesday night, then that process begins to take place. You know, it's... sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's a very difficult choice to make. And, you know, so much of it depends upon things that you cannot be aware of until draft day, you know, and, you know, what will happen, where will you go? I've seen young guys that have the anticipation to go extremely high, and that doesn't happen. I think the evaluation process has gotten better and better and better over the years, and the projection has gotten better over the years, but there's still a lot of misses out there and that have been in both directions. So, you know, it's we put together, we have a group of people on our campus that have an investment in young people and have an understanding about draft procedures and NFL, as well as some other facets of a young person's life. And we open it up to all of our seniors to meet with their parents and that council if indeed they choose to do so. You know, the agent deal is always significant, and I don't discourage agents. I think in this day and age you almost have to have one. And so we provide opportunities for young people to evaluate, you know, the agents that have an interest in them, and we do so through the NFL and through the Players Association, and they provide a great deal of significant information that we can share with players. And we also invite the players that if they have interest in certain agents to bring them in and meet with the council that we have, a variety of different things like that, I think, to try to make the processes as good as possible for young people in our program.
Coach, what scout team players caught your eye during these bowl practices?
Where's that question coming from?
Right here.
There we go. Well, that's a pretty good question. I think a lot of Logan O'Day is probably the one guy that stands out more than anyone else. And Logan, works on our scout squad. He's a senior in our program. He's been with us a long time, and he takes such immense pride. All of us, all coaches talk to young players that are invested in that scout squad environment, and normally, they're probably a little younger players than that who have the opportunity really to compete in that environment and catch the eye of other players and coaches. And it's a way to make your way, so to speak, in a program. And here, Logan has been in that environment, virtually all of his career, but he cares so much. And, here he is, a senior, and is really, at the end of the day, in all honesty, what's he have to gain from it? And, what he gains from it is what's really significant in life, and that is his values. And so he has a great grasp on hard work and dedication and commitment and being a great teammate, and all those things that we, address all the time. He's really, invested in that. So I'm very, very proud of him.
Coach Robert Sussey of Bryan College Station Eagle. As your careers progress, bowl games, do you put more emphasis on winning or losing, or is it more about the rewards? Is the value of a bowl game, how's it changed as your careers progressed?
Well, it really hasn't changed at all, and I think, I've been to, where's Sean here, he could tell me, I think 27 bowls, and the process has never changed. The process is the same as it would be from game to game to game. And, all I can ask of the young people in our program is to invest themselves as diligently as they possibly can in their preparation, to prepare as hard as they can, to take good care of themselves, to play as hard and as well as they can. And if they do that, then, I feel like we've reached our that's what's important to me, let me put it that way. Now, I'm not naive to the fact that it's significant to be able to, be victorious in ball games. I get that, and our players, certainly they're invested in that very dramatically. But, again, life is about, day-to-day process and how well, you do what you have to do on that given day and a value system. And those are the things that, we put emphasis on, and with the feeling that, if you can comply with that kind of value system, that you will have success in life, and part of that is on the football field.